He looked very hard at me as I spoke, and it seemed to me that I had never seen so suspicious and questioning an eye.
"Do you promise, then?" said he at last.
"Yes, I promise.
Absolute and complete silence before, during, and after? No reference to the matter at all, either in word or writing?"
"I have already given you my word."
"Very good."
He suddenly sprang up, and darting like lightning across the room, he flung open the door. The passage outside was empty.
"That's all right," said he, coming back. "I know the clerks are sometimes curious as to their master's affairs. Now we can talk in safety."
He drew up his chair very close to mine, and began to stare at me again with the same questioning and thoughtful look. A feeling of repulsion and of something akin to fear had begun to rise within me at the strange antics of this fleshless man. Even my dread of losing a client could not restrain me from showing my impatience.